Mini episode 39 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.info.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, welcome back to the FDH Lounge. Rick Morris and Gary Herman, the Prince of Sports Talk Travel here, lending new meaning to the mobile FDH Lounge, as we've joked about previously, catching these guys when they're in town here. Just sat down for a sumptuous breakfast with them at the Cracker Barrel. They're getting ready to go to the Browns-Jaguars game today, but there's always a lot that's going on with these guys. When you got guys who average almost a sporting event per day over the course of a year and have done so for decades, you're going to have that. So, Gary, your second time back in the lounge. You were first on with us on our four-year anniversary special with Bob Barker last winter. So, great to have you back on, my friend.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you again, Rick. Right in the FDH lounge. We made a special trip to see you. We met you last year at a Jet Brown game. And I knew that when the football schedule came out that we needed to come back again to see you. So here we are again, getting ready to go see the Jaguars-Browns. May not be the biggest game of the year, but the company to see you at the Cracker Barrel for breakfast makes it all worth it. We were in Buffalo yesterday. We saw our pals from Buffalo, Andrew Kulik and Peter Farrell. Those guys are great. We had Andrew with us at the University of Buffalo game in the afternoon. Unfortunately, Peter had to work, so he joined us for a pregame dinner before we went to the Sabre-Coyote game. And we also have our friends Frank with us and our friend Mike Carroll, who happens to be a big Sabre fan. And he's getting a nice taste of royalty, and he's gotten a real treat to get to meet Rick Morris in person here in the Mobile Lounge. And we're going to be on our way to the Brown game shortly. And on our way, we went to Syracuse on Friday, and I was thinking, well, when am I going to go see the Indians again, and when can I repeat a similar trip for baseball? So on May 18th, 19th, and 20th, I declared that I'm going to be going over there. We're going to go to Rochester Friday, tentatively, Toronto to see the Mets, then go back to Buffalo to see the Bisons, and we'll be seeing Rick again, ironically, against the Marlins, against the Indians, who they played in the 1997 World Series. And we saw them in 2004 when they played the Indians in interleague play at Jacobs Field, as it was once called. But going forward, this Thursday, we all have to be thankful. A year ago, we got to meet Rick Morris, so Thanksgiving took on extra meaning, but this year, once again, it takes even more meaning on, because the King will be celebrating his 59th birthday on Thanksgiving Day, as it turns out, this year. And we'll be going to see the meeting of the Harbaugh brothers, who coached the Ravens and the 49ers in Baltimore. And after that, we have more trips lined up. We're going to be going to Minnesota and Winnipeg the following weekend, because now that the Atlanta Thrashers moved to Winnipeg, we're going to go back to see the new arena. Well, it's a minor league arena. It's been around about 5 years. But we got to keep up with the current arenas and venues, so we're going to be heading back there. And after we do that, we'll be seeing some more football games along the way. I was hoping for some Jet playoff games, but it doesn't look that way. But I'll try to see at least one playoff game like I have every year since 1997. And then we're going to be seeing the Winter Classic in Philadelphia. It's on January 2nd this year, because January 1st fell out on a Sunday, so it's going to be January 2nd this year. And after we do that, we set our sights on March Madness, if you will. Thanks to the guys from Buffalo, who traditionally go to college venues to see March Madness. Last year they were in Tulsa, but this year they said they're going to a place called Albuquerque, which is foreign land, believe it or not, for the King and I. But we're going to be going to the Pit also. And the King is so anxious to get his baseball season started, if it counts or not, because we're not really big on spring training, but I was looking to go to Loveland, Colorado, see a minor league hockey game, but he's throwing some idea about Phoenix, Arizona, or something to that effect at me. So I was looking at a schedule quickly last night, and I noticed Tempe's home that Friday, so if we have enough time to fit it in and drive 400-something miles back and forth, which might be a drop in the bucket, considering we're going to Winnipeg from Minnesota in a few weeks. It's 460 miles each way, so I'll have a little practice for that anyway. We'll have to wait and see about that, but we'll be meeting our guys from Buffalo again. And like I said previously, we got the trip in May. But then we also have the road to 7K for the King. He's currently 88 games away from seeing his 7,000th baseball game lifetime. And we plan to celebrate at Citi Field. And hopefully we can work it out that it will be the official 7,000th game will be at Citi Field either first weekend in June or the middle of June. But regardless, I'm planning on possibly having a celebration of sorts. It's a friend of ours wants to take a suite for him. So I'm thinking that Saturday night, June 16th, when the Reds visit the Mets, we can do it then. We have our friend Paul Derek from Houston who came and met Rick during the summer on that big trip we made the last week of July. He wants to come in for the big 7K celebration. And our guys from Buffalo are hopeful of coming back to Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. And it's ironic that Monday that the Yankees, the Cyclones, and the Mets are all home. So if I can coordinate these out-of-towners that want to come and can make it, we can celebrate it that Saturday, regardless if it's the official game or not. You know, by then, he may have 7,006 games. Who knows? You know, at the rate he goes, it's all contingent on the weather, the schedule. So it's hard to really gauge exactly when it's going to be the official day. But after that, I'll be setting my sights on a trip to the new Marlins Stadium in July. We go to see the Marlins open. I was throwing these ideas at the guys from Buffalo because they seem to think that we're in a race of some sort, that we're going to beat them to the new Marlins Stadium. So they got to worry about the Buffalo Sabres playoff run. So hopefully the Stanley Cup Finals, if they do make it for Game 7, will probably be by the middle of June. So hopefully they can join us for the celebration at Citi Field. And then in July, we can all meet up in Florida because they want to go to Tampa also, and so do we. And the Mets are down in Atlanta, so the weekend right after the All-Star break of July 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, even though I'm planning to start that Thursday, even though there's no Major League Baseball this year, because there's a four-day All-Star break for every team. And in the last few years, a handful of teams played that Thursday, but now it's a four-day break, so I say, well, maybe we can get a Florida State League game because I assume that the games are all going to be at night. We can only see one game a day. But maybe that Monday afternoon we can see another Marlin game. Hopefully it'll be a day game, and then we can see a Florida State League game that Monday night. We'll have to wait and see once the schedules are finalized with Fox and ESPN taking their games. Because we do have the Red Sox in Tampa that weekend and the Mets in Atlanta, so it depends on the time period how I'm going to work that out. But I do plan to see my first Marlin game in the new stadium. Possibly with former Met, soon to be, he's a free agent now, Jose Reyes. So if he does sign on with the Marlins, it's ironic because like I said earlier, he's going to be going to play, he's going to go to Cleveland to see the Marlins. So we may get to see the current Mets in Toronto, the minor league Mets in Buffalo, and we may even get to see Jose Reyes in a Marlin outfit. It may not be to the King's liking since that's one of his favorite Mets, the current team, but that's the way it is. Money talks and players walk, so that's the way it goes. But we are looking to see the Marlins that Friday, July 13th, and the Monday. So that'll give us two games there. We'll be up to date on all the ballparks once again. And we come down the home stretch. You know, the King will be shooting for another 230 games every year since 94 or 95, right after the strike. He just continues to pile up the numbers in record pace. And then we kick in for Labor Day weekend. I have, much to his chagrin, I believe, I have some football games lined up in the tune of Ames, Iowa. I'm looking to fly to Chicago possibly on August 30th. It's not set in stone yet, but the seed has been planted in my head. But when I start saying things, people may not always take me serious, but I'm dead serious. And when I talk, you better listen, because I mean business. I'm not joking around. Well, I mean business on a personal level, too. I don't take everything on a business sense. I treat people as people. I'm a human being, and I treat people the way I want to be treated. So with that being said, I'm looking to go to Ames, Iowa, to see Iowa State, where I met a young man last Labor Day weekend in Des Moines. And he wrote a nice piece for Stadium Journey, who reviews all these different stadiums, and he really whet my appetite to go to Ames. And they are playing Tulsa, the Golden Hurricane, that Thursday night, which also happens to be my niece's birthday. She'll be 9 years old. My beautiful niece, Taylor, that is. And then I'm looking to go to Chicago. I plan to fly to Chicago, then drive to Ames, Iowa, which is about 30 miles outside of Des Moines. Maybe I can stop off at the Machine Shed, another great place that happens to be on my blog that's been reviewed. Tremendous place to eat. Nice country farm restaurant. And then I plan to come back to Chicago to see the greatest ballpark of them all, Wrigley Field, that Friday afternoon against the Giants. And Friday night, the Brewers are playing the Pirates, so I plan to go to, back to Miller Park then. And then while I'm at Miller Park that Saturday afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin, the Badgers are playing Northern Iowa. And I assume it'll be an early game, maybe a rare treat instead of a noon game, and it'll be an 11 a.m. game because it's Central Time. But we'll have to wait and see for sure. And I expect the Brewers to play that night. Since they're playing the Pirates, who were surprising last year, I don't see the Pirates being put on Fox at that time, because they'll probably be fading into oblivion by then. But you never know. Everything's a wait-and-see approach. But if, assuming it goes the way it should go, 11 a.m. and a 6 o'clock game in Miller Park, as Madison, Wisconsin, a little over an hour from Milwaukee, so it'd be perfect. And then that Sunday, I can go back to Chicago to get another dosage of Wrigley Field, where the King has been there over 100 times, and I'm pushing my 75th visit. It'll be my first one, and that'll be a 76th visit every year since 88. The King's gone there every year at least once since 1981, long before I met him back in 1985. And then that Monday, I'm going to finally get back to Comiskey Park, or U.S. Cellular Field, as they call it these days, to see the Twins play the White Sox. We haven't been there since the World Series in 2005, Game 1. Ironically, we went to a Brown game that Sunday afterwards. But we went back to Chicago in 2006, and we got rained out that May, and the schedule hasn't worked out for us to get back there, so I'm hoping and praying that we get there Labor Day. And since there's no games in New York that week, we may extend the trip another day or two. I'm not sure 100% yet. But stay tuned. There'll be lots in the works for 2012. Once the NFL schedule comes out, forget it. That's just the start. It's the Jets, who I love to see on the road. I have to see them in Jacksonville, St. Louis, and Arizona, possibly. And I've seen them in Nashville. But if I do go to Jacksonville, Florida State, I hope, is home if it works out right. If I go to Nashville, I want to go to Knoxville to see the University of Tennessee, who Rick Morris happens to like. So I would love to take him along. That would be a perfect fit. And then if we go to Arizona, I can go to Tucson. I've already seen a game in Arizona State, and I've seen the Cardinals play at Sun Devil Stadium, which was a great place. I wouldn't mind going back there, but I need to try to pick up a different place if possible. So if the Wildcats of Arizona are home, who I saw the first time the other day in basketball at Madison Square Garden, we'll have to see about that. And also if they play the Rams, the Missouri Tigers could be home that weekend in Columbia, Missouri, which is between St. Louis and Kansas City. And I could possibly meet up with my boy Chris Coates, a big Royal fan who happens to like the Missouri Tigers. You never know. Maybe I can see Dorothy from Kansas also. We've got people spread out all over this great country. And now with this relationship with Rick and the 21st Century Alliance, this is only the start of bigger and better things that are finally going to explode on the scene for royalty. So you just never know what's going to come next. It's just a wait-and-see approach. As long as we keep ticking, we'll keep taking our lickings and we'll keep on going. So you never know what's going to happen. Please stay tuned.
Well, it's been tremendous to get to hear about everything you got planned for next year. I just want to head back in our remaining time here. I know you got a book for the Browns game here in a minute, but just to underline again for the people, and if you didn't catch the last time that Gary was on, the significance of the Winnipeg game, the significance of the Marlins game next summer. These guys have seen games in every Major League arena and stadium in the country, and they got to stay perfect on it. NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB. You guys have also seen in a bunch of college venues, minor league also. But you guys are perfect on that checklist here. That's why you had to get to Pittsburgh last year for a game in the new hockey arena, Orlando for a game in the new basketball arena. So this is about keeping your record intact. You guys have seen thousands of games in different sports, as we talked about the King on the road to 7,000. But that is the significance I just want to underline again. Winnipeg and Miami, that's what that's all about. You guys have an unblemished record, and you keep it that way.
Absolutely, Rick. That's the way it all starts, and it all branches out from there. It's just been an incredible run. And as they say, as people like to say, you got to keep up with the Joneses. Well, as long as they keep planting seeds to build new stadiums and arenas, once they go up, we'll be marking them down to knock them down. I may not get to the Marlins Stadium on April 4th. I know people want to get there the first game, blah, blah, blah. How ironic would it be if Albert Pujols, fresh off a championship, is a turncoat and takes the money and runs to Florida somehow and plays his Cardinals in a one-game series? How embarrassing would that be to see him in a Marlin uniform? And he's a world champion Cardinal. That's a Cardinal sin if I ever saw one. you know, I'm so happy that the Cardinals did win for one of Rick's greatest guests who's been on. Ironically, mm-hmm. I followed him on my initial visit, mm-hmm. Bob Barker. Now, come on down. I mean, he's so proud that the Cardinals won for him, and now Albert Pujols with thought of leaving. Seriously, it's crazy, but that's the way it is. But royalty will continue to roll on as the new places continue to sprout up. There's few and far between, but they are talking about a new football stadium in L.A. with a retractable roof. But I told the King about it. He couldn't understand why. Neither could I, but who knows. Our guys from Buffalo are very concerned because they're worried about the Bills running out of town and going to L.A. Well, some of them, I think the Chargers should move because they need a new stadium. And, hell, they can just go up 100 miles north and play in L.A. instead.
That makes perfect sense. As far as it goes, also, to the whole record that you guys have intact here and what you guys have been able to do, like you said, it all kind of branches off of that. You guys have been perfect on all of this, and that's a big key to everything that you got going on here. We look forward in the FDH Lounge and the 21st Century Media Alliance to continuing to call attention to everything that you got going on here. Gary, we really look up to what you guys are doing. You and the King are just really killing it out there every day, and we enjoy keeping up with it. Talk about where your blog's at. Give the URL here. Let the people know where they can find it.
Oh, my blog is at Royalty Tours USA. We're located at www.royaltytours.blogspot.com. Tune in. You never know what's going to be written on there. I review restaurants. I meet up with incredible people along the way. And just because I script everything out, you just never know what's in the plan, because when it plays out, there's always a surprise along the way. We ran into some beautiful restaurants over this weekend, so stay tuned because I got to recap this trip. And this beautiful visit to the FDH Lounge is a priceless commodity, so you just never know what's going to be written, where you want to go. I have dreams. I have a list of different sites you can check out. It's all a team operation here. I just play, and I get everybody involved. You want to better your life? You're a sports fan. You like to travel? There's no better place to stop to shop is to check out my blog and read what's already taken place, because I basically write the facts. I don't make stuff up. I don't write what's in the newspapers and lead you on to believe differently. If I get to a game late because I had to go to the dentist, well, so be it. That's the way it is. It's out of my control. I can't control the weather. The weather looks like it's a little cloudy today. Yeah, there's an outside shot of rain. But I told Rick 6 months ago I'm coming here, and you're damn right I'll be here. I tell him 6 months from now I'm planning to be back in Cleveland, so you can stay tuned. I'll update the blog with my upcoming road trips as they get closer and some more details, maybe some special events that come along the way. You never know what's going to be written on there, so it's always take a look, spread the word to different people, friends, family. Check out the FDH Lounge, YouTube, see my latest interview with Rick. It's just phenomenal. In the 21st Century Alliance, these guys, everybody going to bat for us, forget it. It's going to a whole nother level. So if you haven't seen my blog yet, check it out, www.royaltytours.blogspot.com, where Royalty Tours USA rocks and rolls.
Well, not only that, Gary, much like your last appearance in the lounge, we'll have the audio available for this visit. People will be able to find this mini episode of the FDH Lounge right at your blog, just like how they can find it through the FDH Lounge as well. That's what Teamwork's all about, my friend. Gary, best of luck in your continued travels. Take care, and go keep living the dream for the rest of us.
Thank you very much, Rick. Absolute pleasure, as always. Can't wait to do it again.
We will very soon. If not before then certainly next May when you're back in town. Tune in back at that time, folks. The FDH Lounge with our good friend Gary Herman of Royalty Tours USA.